primary school children in the west of Scotland have been getting the chance to care for unusual pets in the classroom, a tank of baby trout. The aim of the Clyde in the Classroom project is to teach them about science and citizenship. Hugh Williams followed one group from a school in Glasgow as they went underground to release their fish into a local river. And of course, he took along his reporter's notebook.
It was one of the more surreal journeys I've been on. I was on the platform of one of the stations on Glasgow's Underground Railway, surrounded by a group of 20 10-year-olds, all wearing Wellington boots and high-visibility jackets, and each clutching a blue plastic bag filled with water. Each one contained around 10 baby trout. Less than a centimetre long, they looked like nothing more than a pair of bulging eyes attached to a rather elegant tail. Davy McCall from the Clyde River Foundation told me that once the fish were released, they'd be at the start of some amazing journeys. Some would stay in the river, but others would head out to sea where there might be more food. But I asked, had science ever before recorded trout using the subway on their migrations? No, he laughed. As far as he could tell, this was a first. Mariama, one of the primary six class at Oak Grove School in Glasgow, told me that a few weeks ago, they'd been given around 200 fertilised eggs. They were really small, she said. Even smaller than a green pea. They were the smallest eggs in the whole world. Then Andrew and James explained that they'd had to care for the eggs as the fish developed and hatched. They'd had to keep the water at exactly the right temperature. They'd learnt about the life cycle of the trout, that they could live for up to 18 years, Mariama said. Everyone in the class felt like they were the fish's mums and dads. Then we were onto the train. Andrew told me his trout were doing okay, but he was worried that all the noise might freak them out. A short ride on the subway, then a walk along the banks of the River Kelvin. The school where we'd started the journey is in a building more or less under an elevated junction of the M8 motorway through Glasgow, in an area that's surrounded by high-rise flats. And even though the banks of the river are just a few minutes from the school, many of the children had never been there before. Perhaps because, though the area is beautiful, it can seem threatening if you're unlucky enough to be there at the same time as a group of teenagers hanging round and maybe drinking cheap alcohol. Volunteer Leslie Gregg, who's been helping the pupils to raise their fish, explains the point of the project. Yes, hopefully the youngsters would learn about science, but even more, the hope was to capture their imaginations, to give them a new pride in the place where they live. At the release site, the pupils are carefully ushered down to the water's edge in pairs. Davy McCall tells them how to undo their bags and tip the trout out into the water. Keep a lookout for your fish, he says. James points excitedly into the fast-flowing brown river. There's one of mine, he half whispers. Mariama tries to imagine what it must be like to be one of the baby trout. For your whole life, you've known nothing but a white tank with a lid on it in the corner of the classroom. Now, all of a sudden, you've got a whole river as your home. Exciting, but a bit scary, she decides. Many of the pupils come from homes where they don't speak English as their first language, and a large number are entitled to free school meals, one of the classic indicators that an area has high levels of poverty. But class teacher Neve Furlong tells me it's been a fantastic day. The children have been given memories that should last a lifetime. She imagines some of her pupils in the future, grown up with children of their own, coming back to the banks of the river and telling their families how the Kelvin is home to their fish. Andrew stands on the edge of the water and waves goodbye to the baby trout. His shout of "Cheerio!" echoes round the area. Then the children pack everything away and start on the journey back to their classroom. The tank in the corner might be empty now, but, it occurs to me, it isn't only the trout who've had their horizons expanded.